Is a sunny 69 degrees already this morning in Nashville. We expect a high around 90 degrees today. Good morning. I'm Mina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News. It's 6:04. The Metro Nashville School Board rejected the applications of four charter schools for the second time. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris says finances played a major role in the decision.
The school board voted on Tuesday to deny applications for four schools: the Gates School, Music City Academy, Empowerment Academy, and Nashville School of Excellence. Limited finances was the main reason they rejected the charter schools, which are publicly funded but run privately. Other concerns were teacher-student ratio and academic performance. But the decision was not unanimous. Board member Robert Taylor voted yes for two schools. He says that families want more options.
There is a sense that parents are looking for other opportunities for their children. I would say a good portion of the parents that reached out to me were on waiting lists for magnet opportunities.
He also says that schools can still appeal to the state commission, which can override the board's rejection. So the district will still end up having to fund them. Other school board members said that charter schools take kids away from nearby traditional public schools. This means reduced course offerings and staff. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Well, back to school time is here in Middle Tennessee. Classes in Nashville begin on August 11th. And a new study offers a breakdown of what families of different income levels are expected to spend on school prep this year. A family making between $50,000 and $100,000 will spend $900. Lower income families will spend around $650. But the state's tax-free weekend from July 31st to August 2nd offers families some relief. The Tennessean reports that clothes and school supplies priced at $100 less per item qualify. Computers and laptops that cost less than $1,500 will also be tax-free during this weekend. One of Nashville's largest employers in the finance industry is reporting a record $905 billion in assets under management. That's a milestone for AllianceBernstein, an investment firm that has roughly 4,500 employees, advises wealthy individuals and families, and manages retail clients worldwide. The firm is Nashville's largest publicly traded company, and its strong earnings come amid a climate of political and economic uncertainties. It relocated from New York to Nashville 8 years ago to take advantage of Tennessee's lower taxes and operating costs. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.